Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Atterbury to enter race for Howard County Executive. Del Vanessa E. Atterbury, D. Howard, has announced her decision to run for Howard County Executive in 2026, foregoing a potential re-election and shot at Speaker of the House. Atterbury, who recently turned 50, cited a tough budget session and milestone birthday as factors in her decision. She will make a formal announcement at an October 15 event. Atterbury joins Deb Jung and Del Jessica Feldmark in the race to succeed County Executive Calvin Ball, who is term limited. Both Atterbury and Feldmark serve on the House Ways and Means Committee, with Feldmark chairing the Revenue Subcommittee since 2023. Atterbury was named to lead the committee in 2022 by House Speaker Adrian Jones. Atterbury expressed that while the expectation was to potentially become the next speaker, she was approached over a year ago about running for county executive and decided to pursue that path.
Investor news breaks: Supercom lilted, NASDAQ SPCB wins national electronic monitoring contract in Germany. Supercom lilted, a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured Germany's national electronic monitoring contract worth an estimated $7 million over up to 4 years. The contract will utilize Supercom's Pure Security Suite for domestic violence monitoring, GPS offender tracking, home detention, and alcohol monitoring. This win signifies a significant shift in Germany's EM market, displacing a vendor with over 20 years of history. CEO Ordun Trabelsi stated that this contract validates Supercom's global technology leadership, with over 15 national EM project wins in Europe and more than 30 U.S. contracts in the past year. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Safe Pro Group Inc., NASDAQ, successfully demonstrates AI-powered drone imagery analysis in the Philippines. Safe Pro Group Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol SPLY, recently showcased its Safe Pro object threat detection technology in the Philippines. The training event, hosted by the Philippine Army, focused on detecting small threats like landmines using AI-powered drone imagery analysis. More than 30 EOD technicians were trained on how this technology can improve threat detection. Safe Pro Group is known for delivering AI-powered security and defense solutions, and this successful demonstration highlights the effectiveness of their SPOT-D technology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.